and I'm going to talk with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
What's going on with you?
Well, I have an important question that's been bugging me for a really long time.
Well, let's see if we can get the bugs out.
Hopefully we can. Well, when I have sex with a man, I can never have an orgasm unless he gives me oral pleasure. But when that's going on, I think of the only time I can really get off is if I think of a girl doing it. Does that mean I'm gay?
Oh, gosh. Well, I hate those kind of categories, really,
regular intercourse, I mean, it does, you know, it gets me hot and everything, but I can't, you know, have an orgasm that way. Orally, and...
Okay, well, let's deal with, you have two questions, so let's deal with them one at a time. Which shall we take first? Your choice.
Am I gay?
Are you gay? What do you think?
Well, when I see a guy, I mean... Hey, you know, I think about I'd like to jump in bed with that guy, but when I see a girl, I don't think that way.
Uh-huh.
But then during sex, because it's so forbidden and because it's so nasty, it helps me get off.
Yes. Well, you are answering your own question. Lots of times we fantasize about things that we won't necessarily do, but that get our mojo going, you know?
Right.
Things that are wild. Things that make us excited. That's what the erotic mind really thrives on. And these are not necessarily things that you actually want to do in real life. In fact, often quite the opposite, you know. Certainly a really common fantasy like that is a rape fantasy. Lots of people fantasize about being raped, but nobody really wants to be raped. And sometimes when you fantasize about a person, you want to be with that person, and sometimes you don't.
Right.
And so it certainly doesn't mean that you're gay, that in and of itself. Now, I don't know anything else about you, although I do know that you seem to enjoy the sexual company of men, right?
I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh. But then I was, you know, it's kind of hard because, like my other question, like I said, just regular sex, I don't really, you know, like...
Okay, well, that's more of a technique, physiological question. But in terms of sexual orientation,
right.
Let's say you're at most, with regard to women, bisexual, you know? I mean, it seems like you like guys.
Yeah, I do.
I don't want to put desires in your mouth, so to speak.
No,
or
you're
between
not.
Your legs or
well,
anything.
Well, I don't desire being with a woman. It's just that... The only way it seems like I can get off is if I think like that. And that's why I was thinking maybe, you know, am I messed up in the head or...
Well, you're certainly not messed up in the head for that.
Well, see, people aren't honest and open enough about their sexual encounters, so I could never ask anyone.
Well, you come to the right place, dear. This is where we are honest and open about our sexual encounters as much as we can be. And certainly lots of men and women have called me to tell me that they, you know, they have partners that are of the opposite sex, but they fantasize about the same sex.
Right.
And like I said, that may or may not mean they want to have an experience with someone of the same sex. I would say in most cases it doesn't. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you are craving either the taboo aspect of it, the naughtiness of being with another woman, or perhaps the tenderness of being with a woman, the femininity, there we go, that's a tough word, easy word to fantasize about, not so easy to pronounce, but, you know, lots of times women fantasize about other women when they're sort of craving softness, or perhaps the fantasy represents, and this is getting very symbolic now, but that's sometimes how the erotic mind works, kind of a making love to yourself.
Right.
You know,
well, that
and
makes a lot of sense.
Oh, well, good. If it makes sense, then it's probably true, because it's your mind, darling.
Now, well, I just needed to kind of, you know, like, I guess, talk about it with someone.
Yes.
And now it makes sense. It really does.
Good. How old are you?
I'm going to be 34 in December.
Okay. You have a very young voice.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a good thing. Energy. Lots of energy.
Yeah.
So now let's go to question number two. Are we ready for that?
Yeah.
Have we solved the orientation problem and also the fact that you are normal?
Yes. Well,
okay.
I knew that. I just kind of wanted to hear it from somebody else.
All right. Well, you've heard it from me.
Okay.
And at least as far as that's concerned, I mean, I don't know what you're hiding in your basement that might make you abnormal, but in terms of fantasizing about women, you're perfectly normal.
No, that's as crazy as it gets, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, then you're very sane. And you're also Experiencing something very common in that you only orgasm when receiving oral sex.
Right.
That is certainly a common situation with women. That doesn't mean that you can't...
That doesn't mean my love button is too small or anything like that.
No. And anyway, the size of it doesn't indicate how big an orgasm you can have. You know, the size of your clitoris, I suppose that's what you mean by love button.
Right.
We can say clitoris.
Okay.
We can even say little Miss Clitty.
Okay.
Some women have bigger ones than others, and just like some men have bigger penises than others, and just like with men, when they have a bigger penis or a smaller penis, it doesn't matter in terms of their pleasure.
Right.
So, you know, the size of your clitoris, as long as you or your partner can find it, you know, sometimes it's hard to find. If you can't find it, well, then that might affect your pleasure.
Right.
And the tongue has an easier time finding it. I've got a vulva puppet here, so you can't see me right now, but people that are watching this on television can see that the clitoris is, of course, north of the labia, both the inner and outer labia,
and hidden sometimes
under a hood, and it can be all different sizes, and the tongue, when it licks there, it just gives this wonderful, soft, and yet intense pleasure that nothing else can give. Really. That doesn't mean you can't orgasm without oral sex. I would suggest that if you'd like to kind of teach yourself, and this is a learning experience, to orgasm through intercourse, is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah, I would love to learn how to do that.
Have your partner give you oral sex, go down on you, until you're at the point before the point of no return.
Right.
Do you know what that point is in your orgasmic curve?
When my feet start to get hot.
Okay, but right, okay. And it's not the point at which if he goes away, you'll have this really bad orgasm, you know, that's like, ugh. I mean, if an orgasm can be bad, but it's, you know, sometimes when somebody pulls away, just at the point of orgasm, you have the orgasm and it almost hurts.
Right.
So not at that point, but a few points before that on the orgasmic curve. Yeah, maybe when your toes start to curl or something like that.
Right.
And you feel that rush, like you're at the plateau.
Uh-huh.
Then ask him to, you know, have intercourse with you in whatever language you like to do that. You know.
Ride me on home, baby.
All right. That's a good one. Ride me on home, baby.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll find that it'll work. You know, you should try different positions. Him riding you on home on top can sometimes work because when he's after he's done going down on you, you're sort of in this very receptive position.
Right.
On the other hand, if you just climb on top of him when you're in that pre-orgasmic state, you know, as you climb on top of him, you can really, you know, lean over and rub your clitoris right up against his pelvis.
Right.
As he's doing the wild thing inside of you, and that can trigger you to go off. But I think the key for you, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can make yourself orgasm through intercourse, but the key is to have the oral sex until the point before the point of no return. And don't be afraid to masturbate during intercourse. Do you do that?
No, I can't seem to reach that point when I do it myself.
You can't seem to reach that point. Is this
I've given it a shot, but I...
Is this a sexual block, so to speak?
I kind of feel embarrassed. Even if no one's here, I feel embarrassed. You know, when you're raised, you just don't touch yourself there, you know?
Oh, my goodness, darling. Well, you should definitely touch yourself there, especially while you're alone. You know, part of your learning experience of sex is masturbation. How were you raised? What religion or
really
politics?
Christian household.
Christian, meaning fundamentalist?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay. Well, without casting aspersions on anybody's religion, because I think religion can, you know, have a very beneficial effect for many people.
Well, I don't practice any religion. It's just, you know, when you...
I was just doing a disclaimer.
Right, okay.
For you and for all the religious people out there. But I do think that, you know, many religions, which are based on sort of maintaining and expanding the tribe, put down any form of sex that is not absolutely procreative.
Right.
And of course, masturbation is the ultimate form of sex that
not doesn't that I really procreate. Care about what they think, but I just, I don't know, I guess I just need to lighten up.
Well, that's why you called me.
Right.
Right.
Well, maybe I can start lightening up now.
And you also needed a prescription. And one of your prescriptions is to masturbate and allow yourself to think about whatever you want, whether it's about a woman or a man or a woman and a man or a snake or whatever, mm-hmm. and understand that these are just thoughts that excite you, and they're not necessarily, you know, commandments from God or the goddess that you have to do this thing.
Right.
You don't have to do it. You just can think about it. Just like when you go to sleep, you dream. And those dreams help you to sleep and also to live your life. But you don't have to act out your dreams.
Right. I just need to just let go and just go with it. Right.
That's one way of putting it. There you go. Let go and go with it. Masturbate. You know, use a dildo when you masturbate so you can kind of practice mm-hmm. feeling that thing inside of you as you as you orgasm, you know, because that's something for you to get used to. And it's great to practice during masturbation when you don't have to worry about what some guy or gal or whatever, whoever you, some partner, what they think about you.
Right.
You can just be selfish, gloriously, sensually selfish.
Well, I don't think any guys I've been with would have a problem with me masturbating in front of them anyway, so.
Well, no, and you should do that too. That's another prescription I have for you, is to masturbate. Slip a hand in there during intercourse, rub that clitoris, because you know, evolutionists and other kinds of scientists are constantly studying why is the clitoris where it is and what does it do, and we haven't really quite figured it out, but the fact is that it isn't directly stimulated necessarily during intercourse. So that's why, as George Carlin said, God created, well, actually what he said was, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. So, you know, you got the arm that goes down, the hand can reach down there, and that's what it maybe is for, among other things, you know, like writing and
right.
typing on your computer and the other things that God created the hands for, that we do things with the hands.
Well, we should utilize them, shouldn't we?
Yes, and you should.
Well, I appreciate it, and I feel very enlightened after our conversation.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so pleased.
Well, yeah.
All right.
It's
well,
nice to be able to call and discuss things like this with someone without having, you know, to feel bad or. It was nice. I appreciate it.
Well, you certainly have nothing to feel bad about, Joe. Nothing.
Oh, I don't.
No. Except not masturbating. You got to start doing that now.
I'm going to do it right now.
But you don't
now.
Have to. Okay. Well. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Wow. Well, let us know how it goes.
I will.
Call back. Call back after the masturbation episode. And, you know, do you have a dildo there, by the way?
No, actually, I don't have one of those.
Okay. Well, then two or three fingers, you know. Get the fingers in there. Though you should get a dildo eventually so
all
that
right.
You can, you know, if your fingers get into a cramp, sort of carpal tunnel syndrome. but anyway, work on the masturbation, enjoy yourself, and I'm so pleased, you know, we do aim to enlighten, eroticize, educate, and excite, and masturbate.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right, thanks a
Keep
lot.
Keep in touch.
All right.
In more ways than one.
I will.
Okay, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.